Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, I'm Judith Carpenter. My husband received a request, or a pre-approval.
Okay, do you have a 16-digit...
Uh-huh.
You have a 16-digit reservation code there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
2311.
Okay.
3101. 0012.
Okay.
6716.
I'm sorry, that was 6716?
Yes.
All right, give me a moment here. Alrighty, is your husband John Carpenter?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Sitting right here.
Perfect. Okay, and who am I speaking with? What's your name? I'm sorry.
Judith Carpenter.
Judith, okay. Alright, Judith. And what's the best number to reach you if we get disconnected here?
518. 224.
All right.
3293.
3293. All righty. Is that the work phone there?
That's my cell phone.
Okay.
The work phone is his cell phone. And that's 518.
Okay.
8130.
Okay, and what's the name of the business there for you and John?
Carpenter and Son Roofing and Construction.
Carpenter and Son Roofing and Construction. Alrighty. Alright, I'm just going to confirm some...
Partnership.
I'm sorry, that's a partner... Are you guys an LLP? Or just a partnership?
Partnership.
Okay, perfect. Let me just confirm a couple items real quick, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have, Judith. I have billing address down as 597 County Highway 110, Broadalbin. Am I saying that right?
Broadalbin.
Broadalbin. New York, 12025.
Yes.
Is that current? Okay. And then we already got the partnership. How long has the business been around there? How long has John been with the business?
Well, he's been working it 56 years.
Oh, wow.
His partnership started 5 years ago when his son...
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, became of age.
Shit. Alrighty, yeah, if you can tell me what you're looking to do there for the business, Judith, then I can point you in the right direction here. Are you guys looking for equipment, capital?
Business. Equipment. He needs equipment.
Okay. Alrighty, and what kind of equipment is he looking at?
A jig lift.
Okay, what's the price tag on that?
GLG.
What's GLG?
That's the name of the tractor. It's a hydraulic platform.
Well, I know what a jig lift is. I'm sure he does too.
I doubt it.
Anything else?
Yeah, a new tar kettle.
New tar kettle.
A tar kettle. Okay. Let's start with the jig lift. What's going to be the price tag on that?
Price tag on the jig lift.
I can pick one, use one up for $9,000.
$9,000 for a used one.
$9,000 used, perfect. And how about the tar kettle?
$1,500.
Okay, so looking for about...
1,500
for 100 gallon.
Okay.
So 100 gallon tar kettle, 1,500. So you're looking for just over about 10.5 in equipment. Okay. Yeah, let me ask you a few questions here, see what we'd be able to do for you guys. John and his son there, are they 50-50 partners?
Yes.
Okay, 50-50 partners. And what's his son's name?
Matthew. J. Carpenter.
Okay. And, okay. Firstly, how would you or John describe his credit? Good, bad, average?
Average.
Okay, average. Okay. How about Matthew there? How's his credit looking?
Oh, his credit is really good.
Oh, very nice. And, okay, what did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
I'm trying to find it. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
17,000.
And that's the gross annual sales?
Yes.
Okay, so 17,000. Oh, was it just a slow year for you guys, or?
Oh, yeah, it was a bad year.
Okay. Okay.
A lot of time off. His sister was injured a couple of times. She keeps falling, and spending time with her, trying to keep her safe. Yeah, it was a bad
gotcha.
Year last
I'm
year.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. What are you guys like anticipating doing this year? Any projections?
He's looking pretty good this year.
Like, how about the first quarter, like January.
January through March.
March.
Nothing.
Okay, nothing.
No work. April up to current right now, he's had 4 good jobs.
Is that just because of the weather? Kind of.
Yeah.
All right, and as far as these equipment, these pieces of equipment go here, the jig lift, the tar kettle, are these replacement pieces? Are these additional items being brought on there for new work, or?
Well, he's been using like an old barn thing to get shingles up on the roof.
Hay conveyor.
Yeah, hay conveyor, and it's so old that it's just not usable anymore. That's why he wants the jig lift. So it would be a replacement for that.
Okay, gotcha.
And the tar kettle has developed a hole between the burner and
the
tubes, yeah.
So that's a replacement item as well.
Yes.
Okay. So I'd definitely like to see what we can do here. You know, some of the factors we're going to be looking at, time in business is going to be important, certainly, and you guys have good time in business. And what are the sales year to date, let's say from April until, you know, those 4 jobs? What does that amount to as far as top-line revenue?
What does that come to? That's the gross on those 4 jobs that you've done?
$34,000.
Okay. All right. This program, you know, it's very credit driven with the equipment program is, of course. So would you guys, with Matthew and John, you know, signing on it, I think that there's a possibility, you know, that we could be able to do this for you guys. And it's, you know, traditional equipment loans. We do finance used equipment. Is the 100 gallon tar kettle, is that a used piece or is that a new item?
Or new.
What, the equipment?
The tar kettle.
New.
Tar kettle's new. Jig lift 9,000 used. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it's good you guys are starting to slowly pick up there. But, yeah, basically I can send you off an application. What we're going to look at is just that one-page application and the last 3 months, the first page of your bank statements there. And
okay.
That's pretty much all we need to proceed. And I can shoot that off in an email to you there, Judith, if that works best for you.
Yeah, you could do that. I have, mine is with Gmail. It's all lowercase,
okay.
Judy, spelled with an I.
Judy with an I?
Yes. A, Carpenter.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Alrighty, so I have Judy, J-U-D-I, the letter A is an apple, Carpenter, @gmail.com, right?
That's it.
Yeah, so I'm going to shoot you off that one. It's a very simple one-page application for John and Matthew there to sign. you know, we could even have you if you have great credit, you could even sign on to it as one of them. Maybe
I have no credit. I'm on disability.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Well, then it's perfect for the two owners there, especially Matthew has really good credit. That'll definitely help out, you know, a potential approval for the business. So I'm going to get that that shot off to you there. And also, you know, it'll have my name at the bottom there and the signature, my direct line, if you do have any questions in the meantime. And we typically get you an answer. We typically get you guys an answer within a day or two of you guys getting that documentation over to me. All right?
Okay. Can that be emailed back to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Emailing it back would be best. And I'll pinpoint kind of, it's really just that one item. We'll look at 3 months bank statements, February, March, April, just the first page there. And yeah, just the one page application, and we'll see what we can do for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Judy. Yeah, I would expect that email in the next 10 minutes or so. I'll get that over to you. All righty?
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it, Judy. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Bye. Yep, bye-bye.